Going to get a view now from two congressmen, one Republican, one Democrat. We start with freshman Representative Bill Huizinga, a Republican from Michigan. He was elected with support from the Tea Party. We've checked in with the congressman a couple of times since he took office in January. Congressman Huizinga joins us from his office, which you also sleep in the sofa there, don't you, Congressman?
It doubles up, yes.
All right. Thanks for being with us, sir. And how do you feel about last night's deal?
Well, I've been there. I was a legislator in Michigan and at the leadership table, and these things are never easy when you're going through and trying to get to something that everybody can agree on. My frustration is I think this is 6 months too late. We have to change these old Washington ways and embrace a new Washington. So, you know, the bottom line is we're spending far too much than what we're taking in. We must control our spending, and this vote is going to be a difficult one. And I quite honestly, Scott, I'm not sure where I'm going to be at the final passage.
So you haven't decided to vote for it yet.
Well, what we did last night is we did a short-term continuing resolution that is going to organize or allow the appropriators and everybody to organize what was outlined as a bill. So there was no final bill. Last night's vote was just to continue government funding for 5 days, allow, as I said, the appropriators and leadership and everybody that needs to put together the larger bill to do so. I voted yes last night, one, because it pays our troops. I think it's absolutely an abomination that our troops have any doubt in their mind whether they're going to get their electronic payment or a check. And that is, you know, when they're in three theaters of war right now, they got better things to think about. The other reason why I voted for the continuing resolution last night is I made a promise and the House of Representatives made a promise that, one, we as congressmen would take 72 hours or have available to us 72 hours to review any legislation. Mm-hmm. But two, the American people would also have that same amount of time to be able to review these things. So this buys us that time for people to take a good, hard look at it. I was very clear with leadership last night that I was voting yes on continuing that, but I was not making a commitment for that final final agreement that was made.
Let me cut ahead a bit, Congressman. Secretary Geithner, Treasury Secretary, says the U.S. is going to hit its limit on borrowing on May 16. Will you vote for or against raising the debt ceiling?
We're going to have to look again at what that whole package is, because what I need to make sure, and I serve on the Financial Services Committee, and I've been having those conversations both nationally and with people that have dealt with international financial programs. We've got to make sure that we are ultimately significantly changing the trajectory of spending here in in Washington.
Yes.
And I'm not sure what we're doing. You know, we had outpatient surgery last night. What we need is a heart transplant, and we have got to get more serious about this.
Let me simply note to our listeners that we're trying to get hold of the Democratic congressman that we'd hope to be speaking with now. We're going to continue with Congressman Huizinga until we do that.
Live radio.
It's other arrangements. Let me ask you about some of the cuts that were made. Maybe you read a strong column by Mike Gerson this week, of course, who used to be a speechwriter for President George W. Bush, who talked about the fact that among the cuts that were listed is going to be aid anti-malaria programs in Africa. And he says this will come at the expense of lives of children. And Mike Gerson, who you may know, Republican, says, quote, "One can be a budget cutter and still take exception to cuts at the expense of the most vulnerable people on earth." Are those cuts you're still willing to make, Congressman?
Scott, I think as someone who's a believer, all right, I believe that my personal function is to make sure that I am out there taking care of this world. Do I believe government has a role in that? Absolutely. I think this points out, and yes, to answer your question, yes, we need to be able to have these types of programs, but it's about prioritizing, and it's about making sure that we have proportionality. I think there is a lot of other things. We could maintain that same program and go to other areas where we have waste, fraud, and abuse, but ultimately and fundamentally, we have to stop. We have to stop budgeting for the next election cycle and start budgeting for our kids' future. And what that means is fiscal restraint all the way around. So we got to prioritize. We have to make sure that we have our We have our soul intact as a country, but we can't continue to spend the way that we're spending.
Mr. Huizinga, how did you feel about the alternative budget that Congressman Ryan of Wisconsin presented?
Well, I think that is a very good step, and I'm comfortable with the direction that Paul is headed. I campaigned both in my primary as well as my general, and I'll point out in my primary I was not the quote unquote Tea Party choice, but I believe that we have to make sure that we aren't continuing down this path where debt, doubt, and despair is what people see here. You know, and I think Paul's plan is a solid step in that direction. I'm 42. We have to change the system, all right? It is not going to be able to survive, whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, and even Social Security. I've got a lot of 20-somethings that I employ, or that a lot of school groups that come in. None of them believe that they're going to have the system that is the way it currently exists right now. So we have to have an eye towards that.
Congressman, after this first budget fight, how do you feel about compromise and conciliation? Any differently?
Well, I mean, there's always that in life. I started out coming out of college. I had my realtor's license, and I did real estate full time for a number of years. Mm-hmm. I've negotiated. You know, I understand what that means. And then again, in the Michigan legislature, when I chaired the Commerce Committee and did a number of those things, you don't always get the things that you feel you need to get. But again, my question is, as I'm going into this, is this a significant enough statement? And I'm afraid, Scott, that a lot of American people don't believe that it is. They believe that this is sort of the old Washington. You know, we wanted 60, you wanted zero, we ended at 30, so everybody should be happy.
Well, I think the Democrats feel they point out that they didn't think you just split the pie in half. They feel that they came more than halfway on cuts.
There's a lot of us that believe that starting at 60 was maybe not an aggressive enough start, and as we're going into this, and you've heard a number of people say this, it's starting to become trite. But you know, we're talking billions here. We have to start talking trillions, and I think that is something that that we have to face. I mean, we have to have a fact-based conversation as a nation here about what our goals and priorities are for the future.
Mr. Huizinga, in the 30 seconds we have left, were you just as happy to get rid of the policy writers and things like Planned Parenthood or public broadcasting for that matter?
I'm a fiscal and social conservative. I think that has to be part of the conversation. I understand why we didn't necessarily be able to get all of those things. I think it was going to be a more bitter pill to swallow for some people maybe than for me, because I do believe that we're going to continue to have this conversation in the future. So we'll see what's going to be happening.
Congressman Bill Huizinga of Michigan speaking with us from his office on Capitol Hill. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Scott.
This is NPR News.